From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More decisions on the migrant issue. The United States said Thursday it will accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. A White House spokesman says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria. Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the quota plan, saying there is no way it would agree to take in as many asylum seekers as Juncker wants. Slovakia also opposes the plan. Hungary says it hopes to complete a fence by early October to keep more refugees from entering. Rebels killed 56 Syrian soldiers in an assault on a government airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers were either killed during the capture of the base or afterward. The observatory said 40 soldiers, rather, were taken prisoner and dozens of others are missing. Rebels posted videos on the internet to show al-Qaeda's Nusra Front fighters exploring the airbase in Idlib after seizing it. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been discovered in a cave in South Africa. The hominid, described as a new species of human, has been named Homo nadalae after the Rising Star Cave where the bones were found. The find was announced Thursday by an international team of scientists led by Lee Berger, an American paleoanthropologist at the University of Witwatersrand. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister says his government is looking into the reported kidnapping of a Chinese national by Islamic State militants. The comments came a day after the militant group published in its online magazine the photos of two men and demanded unspecified ransom for their release. It identified them as 50-year-old Fan Jinghui of China and 48-year-old Ole Johan Grimsgarg Ofstad of Norway. The report did not say when the hostages were captured or where they are being held. Heavy rains in already drenched areas of central and northern Japan caused major flooding Thursday. Tens of thousands of people were forced to evacuate. The worst-hit area was the city of Joso, where the water overflowed the banks in the Kinugana River. The floodwaters swept away houses. In the buildings that remained, people climbed to balconies and rooftops seeking help. Television cameras captured the scenes of multiple rescues as military helicopters flew in overhead and pulled people to safety. A new political survey in the U.S. shows Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders edging ahead of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Iowa, the Midwestern state where voters will start the process of selecting the party's 2016 presidential nominee. A Quinnipiac University poll released Thursday indicates Sanders is supported by 41% of the state's Democratic voters to 40% for Clinton, a marked change from 2 months ago when Clinton held a 19-point lead in Iowa. Vice President Joe Biden, who is not a candidate but may yet enter the presidential race, won 12% support. Forty soldiers were taken prisoner at an observatory, and dozens of others are missing. Taking a look at the top stories from this hour, the United States says Thursday it will accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. A White House spokesman says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria. Rebels killed 56 Syrian soldiers in an assault on a government airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers were either killed during the capture of the base or sometime afterward. And the fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed to be related to humans have been discovered in a cave in South Africa. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.